Das Thakur. I'll just read, this is a glorification written by Narahari Das, and it was translated by Dravida Prabhu. I worship Sri Lokanath Prabhu, who is fully surrendered to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Vinod. He is the life of the devotees and a confidential associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I worship Narottam Das Thakur, who is especially dear to Lord Gauranga. Like a honeybee anxious for the nectar, he hovers at the lotus feet of Srila Lokanath, absorbed in love for Radha Krishna. I worship the disciples of Srila Narottam Das Prabhu, who are rich in good qualities and are able to destroy all misfortune and misery. For the pleasure of the Vaishnavas and to fulfill my own ardent desires, I am writing this book, Narottam Vilas, which briefly describes the glories of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. All glories to the son of Sachi and Jagannath Mishra, Sri Gaura Govinda, the embodiment of divine love. He is the life of Nityananda and Advaita, and the only love of Swarup Sanatan, Rupa and Gopal. Lord Vishwambar, who is expert at pleasing everyone, has bound the hearts of Haridas, Vrakeshwar and Narhari with the ropes of his love and won the friendship of Gauridas and Gadadhar. O listeners, please be kind upon me. I am an illiterate fool who knows nothing of right or wrong. Yet I have been ordered by saintly persons to narrate this beautiful book, Narottam Vilas, which will certainly be relished by the readers. I have offered my obeisances to the Lord in the above verses. Now listen patiently and attentively as I briefly describe the glories of Sri Lokanath Prabhu, a favorite devotee of the Lord and the light of his famous Brahmin family. Srila Narottam Das Thakur ki jai. So Siddhavidya Prabhu, who is from Miami, you probably know him. He's in the hospital, seriously in the hospital, so we're asking all the devotees to make a prayer on his behalf so he can get back out there and do his Harinam. He was the for many years he has been going out almost every day on Harinam by himself. And everyone knows him. All he does, he has a pair of kartals and then he has some sweets in his pocket. And he would chant and then people would come and take the sweets out of his... They know him so well. They know where the sweets are. So they just take it out of his pocket and he keep chanting and walk around the whole, many, many of those Miami streets. And there is a saying that wherever the holy name is chanted, that place forever maintains the vibration and the power of the holy name. So all those streets in Miami, everyone who comes afterwards, years after, will get the benefit of his chanting. So please make a prayer for him. And today is the appearance of Narottam Das Thakur. Pran Govinda Prabhu will give class today. Saturday is the Azalea Festival in Palatka. And we are signing up to go do the parade and also a book table. So please keep that in mind. That's an early morning one. The parade begins at 10:30. So you have to leave here by 8 o'clock latest in order to get there on time. Takes maybe an hour, hour and a half, and being a parade day, things will be much slower. There will be more traffic. So here are the devotees who have assisted their guru in worshiping and dressing the deities today. Sri Sri Radhe Shyam, addressed by Mother Shyamapriya, Chota Radhe Shyam, Mother Sri Vrindavan, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Nitai Priya, Chota Krishna Balaram, Mother Madhuri Gopi, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai, Mother Panchali, Chota Gaur Nitai, Mother Karaneshwari, and Lord Nishingadev by Ram Narayan Prabhu.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Bhaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanibho Vaishnavibho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gauravakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you for coming. We're going to sing one of the early writings of Srila Narottam Das Thakur on mercy of Vaishnava, how important. E bara karo na karo Vaishnava Gosai E bara karo Patita pavana tuma bine keho nai Patita pavana tuma bine keho nai Taharani kate gele Papa dure jai jaharani kate gele e mana dayala prabhu ke ba kotha pa e mana dayala prabhu ke ba kotha pa ganga ra parasa haile Pashyate pavana gangara parasa haile Adarsane pavitra karo e tumara guna Adarsane pavitra Narhitane aparade tare hari nama Harisane aparade aparade Nahi koye raan Tumasthane aparade Nahi koye raan Tumarari daye shadam Govinda Vishrama Tumara Ridaye Sadam Govinda Vishrama Govinda Ka Hena Mama Vaishnava Parana Govinda Ka Pati janme kari asam charanera dhuli Pati janme kari asam Saranera He Narottame Karadaya Aponara Bali Narottame Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Thakur Narottama, 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 Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Narottam Das Thakur ki jai, Ananda Gari Vaishnavinda ki jai. Thank you for... thank you. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitansham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Pashyat Deshutari Vancha Kalpataru Vescha Kripa Sindhubhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavane Bhavash Namo Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Namne Gauratishi He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate
Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Vrindaye Tulasi Devaye Priyaye Keshavasya Cha Krishna Bhakti Pade Devi Sattvati Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Narottam Das Thakur Mahasaya Ki Jai. Yes, please. All together? Please be merciful to me now. There is no one except you who can purify the fallen souls.
Where can anyone find such merciful
person? Whose mere audience sends all sins far away. One becomes purified after bathing water of the sacred Ganges many times. But just the sight of you purifying the fallen soul, this is your great power. The holy name delivers one who has offended Lord Hari, but deliverance is impossible if one offends you. Your heart is always the resting place of Lord Govinda. And Lord Govinda says, the Vaishnavas are in my heart. I desire to have the dust of your lotus feet in every birth I may take. Please consider Narottam's yours and be kind upon him. Thank you. So, in the beginning, I would just like to request everyone, please fold your hand and just imagine we are going with Srila Prabhupada to Narottam Das Thakur, who Srila Prabhupada will introduce us. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur did that to his disciple and his followers. He said, we should pray on this day. So we are also going to pray. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please take us to Narottam Das Thakur, who can manifest in our heart all the feelings through his writings and through songs, and thus we can realize and practice in entire our life. Thank you. In last time I was talking about Ramanuja Sampradaya, I forgot that in Sri Sampradaya, according to Gaura Keshava Prabhu, they don't celebrate disappearance day. They only celebrate appearance day. Even on Ramanuja Acharya, because they think it's very sad and it's not really proper. And I was just mentioning to the Prabhu that actually this is just the opposite. That in our Gaudiya we celebrate both, but disappearance makes it more complete because we know the personality like Narottam Das Thakur or Srila Prabhupada, what they have done. But on the birthday, we did not know when he was born what they are going to do. But at the departure, it is so nice. So it is as equal importance. But before I mention, I just want to put little Siddhanta in front so we have a common understanding. Because in Srila Narottam Das Thakur's life, there was the biggest obstacle he has faced was that understanding of hierarchy amongst the believers. And even Narottam Das Thakur left this world twice, apparently one time, where he wrote the song that we sing, Sri Guru Charana Padma, every day. And one time I went for lunch in Ambarish Prabhu's house, and Balavanta Prabhu was there, and he was mentioning the fast
Guru Puja in ISKCON, how Srila Prabhupada went for morning walk, and as he came in, and he heard that they are all ready for Guru Puja, and then Prabhupada sat down, and then he was very surprised, or that's how he saw. Prabhupada was like a surprise. There was like a first song, Sri Guru Charana Padma. So they are singing, and the songbook came from India. And whole entire Guru Puja, Prabhupada did not look or anything. His eyes was closed, and he was just absorbed. But in the beginning, he did say to nearby him, he was there, Balavanta Prabhu was there with Prabhupada, and says, do they know what they are singing? There was the first Guru Puja with the song, and then Prabhupada was very grave, according to him, and he was saying that this is the perfect position definition of Guru for a disciple. Prabhupada loved it, but he also wanted everybody to understand the meaning that we sing every day this song. So this has a very impact. This song has a very impact. And at the end of the class, I will narrate how this song actually revealed this Sri Guru Charana Padma. It's not just he sat down behind the table and started writing. It was like a whole emotional drama that he almost left this world and came back. And then at the end, again, he left for at least forever from this day of Brahma. So in third canto, 29 chapter, 31 verse, Srila Prabhupada gives very nice the hierarchy amongst the human beings, where Kapil Dev is explaining very sweetly. So we should remember this, because this was the problem amongst the Hindu Vedic followers, Vedic cultures. In that verse, I'm not going to quote the whole verse and everything because of the time short. But you can see there is a gradation given. Amongst all the human beings in the planet, those who are following Varnashram Dharma, they are higher. And those who are following amongst Varnashram Dharma, Varnashram Dharma, it is connected with the spiritual, eternal spirituality, but it's mostly purifying the body and the mind, and eventually they will come to acceptance of Nitya Dharma or eternal servitorship of God. So amongst the material religion or non-spiritual being, Brahmanas are the highest, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes. So this explanation Srila Prabhupada gave in the purport more than the translation. He said, amongst the Varnashram, so those who are amongst the human being, those who are following Varnashram, they are higher. Amongst the Varnashram follower, those who are Brahmana, they are higher. Higher in a sense means they can guide and they know more about the truth. And amongst the Brahmanas, those who knows or study the Veda, those who study Veda, they are higher. That means not all Brahmanas study Veda. Prabhupada used to quote this. Many times I heard this in MP3, that Janmana Jayate Sudra, Sanskar Bhavet Dija, Veda Patat Bhavet Vipra, Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana. Prabhupada always give this gradation. Same thing, but he compact with this four sloka. Then amongst those who study Veda, one who knows the purport, essence of the Veda, he is higher amongst those Veda Brahmana. So Brahmana is above the Varna, on the top of the Varnashram list. And amongst the Brahmana, those who study Veda, they are higher. And amongst the study Vedic Brahmana, those who understand the essence, purport of the Veda, they are higher. And amongst them, those who understand the essence, whoever can dispel the doubt of others through teachings and consciously accept, they are higher amongst the Brahmana. And those who are situated in that position, they come to a point where they give up all the results of their activities for the higher cause,
for the Supreme Brahman, they are considered still higher. And better than them, those who are fully engaged 100% in their duty and not expecting anything, almost like a sannyasi, you can say, and they are higher. But this is how Prabhupada gives. And those who are meditating on the Supreme Brahman, they are even higher than that. And those who are engaged amongst, who are meditating, engaged in bhakti yoga, they are higher than them. And amongst those who are engaged, one who is surrendering, they are higher. And one who has complete surrender, that is called Vaishnava. So this is a gradual progress, 9 steps. So Narottam Das Thakur, he was on the top of the list of 9, but some or other, the Brahmana, those who are on the 4th level and 3rd level, 5th level, 6th level, they misunderstood and made his life so miserable, apparently. But the merciful nature, like Prabhupada and Narottam Das Thakur, actually delivered them. And how they delivered, we'll discuss. So also, I wanted to mention that there is a 2 types of initiation process. This is what also made a big chaos in his life. When he was born, like Prabhupada was born, not in a Brahmana family. So because those Brahmana, they always talks about the importance of, Prabhupada also gives importance of taking birth in a Vaishnava family, like a Gurukulis or Brahmana families. But Prabhupada always said this is a facility. Facility is given by Krishna, but they have to take it. If they don't take it, then it's not really done any success. So in Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that there is eternally, sorry, Jiva Goswami Pad actually writes, there is eternally in this material world, 2 types of Brahmana are seen. One by nature, by qualification, one who are by birth. So this problem will be always there. Some or other, because those who are by birth, they always want to hold that position, but they don't want to qualify. So Jiva Goswami Pad writes that diksha, initiation, to make a conditioned soul eligible to enter into the school to do deity worship or brahmanical job, doing jagna and others, are coming from a 2 angle. Two way they are qualified. One is called Vaidik. Vaidik, which is very rare in Kali Yuga, like Sukhdev Goswami, or you can say Ramanuj Acharya. We also studied that, how he was a Brahman born, and the moment he was born, he was instantly qualified. He even challenged as a 3-4 years old with his Mayavadi guru. So they are called by birth Jato Siddha. They are by birth, even though born in a Brahman family, they are also. But that is very rare in Kali Yuga. Because in Kali Yuga, even the demons will take birth in the devotee family or Brahmana family. Because that's the mercy of Lord. So that, you know, the mother, even though maybe the child was demon last life, but this life, because Mahaprabhu arranged this, so that mother say, bow down to Prabhupada. Let's go to temple, chant, dance. She has no clue that last life he was a huge demon. But this life is, take prasadam. You like the sweet, prasadam. Bow down to Prabhupada. Okay. So he's growing. After a while, maybe his old nature impression coming back. He doesn't like anymore. But the impression that he grew up with, it's not lost. It is the greatest benefit that Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has arranged this. Kali Yuga Rakshasa Viprer Ghare Janmibek Sujaner Hingsa Koribare. This is how Chaitanya Bhagavat, that sloka is given. In Kali Yuga, they will come in the devotee family, in the Brahmana family. So diksha, so another diksha is a Veda Anuga, 2 types. One is Puraniki. Puraniki means like by birth they are very honest and they accept the guru and they become very quick. Or Pancharatrik. Pancharatrik, this is what the most of the Brahmana culture in the Hindu culture in India, they did not know. And the Srila Prabhupada or ISKCON Society or Gauriya Mission, they mostly follow this Pancharatri, gradual progression, where the soul comes and slowly progress and they get Brahman initiation and enter. But all are bona fide, it's nothing harm, but just that one gives importance to another and we give importance to all of them according to their. Now we are going to see how Sri Narottam Das Thakur's life explains this. Now, in our Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, Madhavendra Puripad is the first seedling which grow to a tree of this distribution of Braja Prem, Krishna Prem. And Mahaprabhu, he is explaining, or Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explaining how Mahaprabhu came into this Guru Parampara, that Ishwar Puri, who was embraced by Madhavendra Puri, is nourished form of that seedling. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the gardener and the tree's main trunk, or main trunk that holding the tree. Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu, they are two big branch, big trunk, into which the main trunk, then there is a many division. One time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the loving sentiment of Nisingananda Brahmachari, instead of going to Vrindavan, he took a detour and he came to Kanai Natshala. That time he was having a big kirtan. While in the kirtan, he all of a sudden crying, and he called this name, Narottam, Narottam, where are you, Narottam? That time nobody could understand. Kirtan was going so nicely. At that time Nityananda Prabhu comes. Prabhu, who are you calling? Nobody knows the name. I don't know the name. Narottam is not here. You mean Narottam? That, of course, Nityananda Prabhu knows. Then Mahaprabhu told to Nityananda Prabhu, Prabhu, you don't even know, Mahaprabhu told to Nityananda Prabhu, you don't know your own glory. So how you will know? Because Nityananda Prabhu has unlimited glory. He said, do you remember while you were going to Nilachal, you cried and cried and cried so much. I told you to come back, and then again you come back. And every time I ask you in Ratha Jatra, why did you come? Oh, came to see Ratha Jatra. Nityananda Prabhu does not go there to see Ratha Jatra. He goes there to see Lord Chaitanya. But that's how he answered. But he cries. Sometimes he cannot control. Then he runs from Bengal to Jagannath Puri. So then Mahaprabhu told, I have collected all this feeling, loving sentiment that you are crying and crying. And I stored it. I'm holding it. I want to give it to somebody who can carry on. So I'm calling Narottam to come. Oh, he's going to come. Well, why are you going to keep it? So then Mahaprabhu revealed, well, Narottam is going to come and I'm going to store this in the bank of Padmavati River. And when Narottam is 12 years old, you're going to remind him in a dream to go to Padmavati, because he will have an obstacle. Can you imagine, before the child even born, his whole life is chalked out by the Lord. What will happen? How? What will do? And Narottam Das Thakur is not born yet. So then, this way, Mahaprabhu revealed. When one time his parents, very famous king Krishnananda and his wife Narayani Devi, they were very, of Gopalpur, they are very religious, very pious, all the time thinking of the Lord, and they do puja. And one time they felt to conceive a child, so they were worshipping the Lord and very deeply prayed, my Lord, we want to have a child who can serve you also. Immediately the divine voice came. Yes, yes, you must have a child, and the child will be the best in the dynasty, and you will discover very soon. So then, very soon, Mother Narayani got pregnant, and as her baby is growing in the tummy, she was very effulgent, and very auspicious things started happening all around the kingdom. Then, on the Narottam Das Thakur's, like Chodaratma Prabhu, I noticed he mentioned many times when he talks about Narottam Das Thakur, that the three full moon, whenever we see full moon, we should remember, one full moon he was born, Another full moon he gave up, renounced, or gave up family life. He didn't have he had a family life, not married, but family life means attachment. And the third one, he got initiation. They're all in a full moon. So full moon has a very big effect in Narottam Das Thakur. So that time, on the middle of 15th century, Shakabda, on the month of Magh, full moon, Narottam Das Thakur was born. When he appeared, then Maharaj Krishnananda, he very nicely celebrated a big festival. And in the festival, different astrologer came and gave a lot of prediction. One famous prediction was given that this boy Narottam, Nara Uttam, means he who will carry the Uttama Purusha, or Lord, in his heart and give to others the Uttama Purusha. Another astrologer says this boy will be the best of all human beings. So, and then another astrologer says, whoever comes in contact with this boy or this personality, Narottam, will become the most fortunate. So many explanation given by different astrologers. Was very interestingly that Narottam grew up very nice Vaishnava culture, atmosphere. On his grain ceremony, for the boys generally 6 months and for the girl 5 or 7 months, 6 or 8 months for the boys. And on the grain ceremony, they were just giving the brahmana they invited was not a very well-trained Vaishnava culture. So he was giving some grain by offering to some demigod. So he put it in the mouth, you know how the silver spoon or gold spoon take the grain and put it sweet rice on the mouth of the baby. So baby is speeding up. Some or other baby is not taking any food. So they were very concerned. That time there was a great devotee. His name is Krishna Das, who actually became one of the Bhartma Padarshak Guru for Narottam Das Thakur. In Narottam Das Thakur's life we see there are many gurus, but 4 prominent gurus. And Bhartma Padarshak Guru, Krishna Das says, I know why this child is not taking grain. So he went and cooked and offered it to the divine couple, Radha Krishna. And he came and put the sweet rice. Oh, Narottam was enjoying prasadam. So everybody was very surprised that by birth he is a Vaishnava. They never saw like this. Then another famous group of astrologers got together and they started whispering in the ear of his parents. And he said that you have to be very careful with this boy, because when he is 12, he has a dramatic change in his life. And one way you can prevent, because we see in his palm, in his astrology chart, that he will come in contact with the water. And this water, some or other, will change his life. So they didn't understand what is that got to do with water. So they dig some well and they never let him go anywhere. If he wants to swim, they have a little, not swimming pool, but kind of like this, and then still digging. But he cannot go anywhere, and they are always guarding him. Then another astrologer says that there is a very heavily judgment, even though he is the only son of you, but he will not be attached to any material. Kingdom or enjoyment, and he is going to carry the biggest asset that anybody never heard in this village. He will obtain the biggest asset at that time when he is around 12. So they thought maybe he will conquer more kingdom or something like that. You know, something will happen big. They didn't grasp that when he was born, was very interestingly, he was very attractive, but was a little darkish color. Darkish color, Bengali boy. And Narottam Das Thakur, as he grown, and every day, he used to hear, even from a childhood, from this Bhartma Padarshak Guru, Krishna Das, about the Gaur Nitai's beautiful pastimes. And he grew up like this. The problem is, like Prabhupada says, when you touch fire, you feel heat and you cannot escape from feeling heat. So whenever, whoever is interested of Gaur Nitai's pastime, they will have a natural two things develop. The detachment from this world and the inner hankering to get the mercy of Gaur Nitai. This will develop. So this is happening with him. So at some time he would pray to Gaur Nitai. And there is an incident written that Mahaprabhu appeared and pacified him. And then soon after this, Padmavati Narottam Das Thakur could not escape from it. Sometime he approached his father. I want to go, that time Mahaprabhu was alive in this world. See, I want to go meet Lord Chaitanya or his associate Nityananda Prabhu and others. So his father, Maharaj, King says, it is good idea you hear about them, but it's not a good idea you go and meet them. You don't have to meet them. You can bring just good fortune just by here. That's not proper Siddhanta, but that's what he says, because he had a whole future. He knew the great future of his son from astrological point. Also, he has a whole future for his son to become a king. So he, some or other, put some bodyguard since that approach, and some or other he could not escape. So by the nice arrangement, one day he escaped by little trickery that he went to the Padmavati River. And when he went to the Padmavati River, now before that, when Mahaprabhu went to Padmavati River, he was very nicely swimming and singing and dancing, chanting. And the river felt so overwhelmed with the waves. She never felt like this before Lord came, even though she is his energy. So then one time she was overwhelmed. She asked, Prabhu, how can I serve you? He says, I'm giving you this wealth called Krishna Prema, and you give this boy named Narottam. So then Padmavati River says, who is Narottam? How will I know? So he will come to you to bathe here. But Prabhu, she asked, Prabhu, so many people take bath. How I'll know who is Narottam? And so many people, boys' name can be Narottam. Then Mahaprabhu says, Jahara darshane uchaliva. Uchaliva means, as you feeling such ecstatic overwhelm, by whose touch you will feel the same ecstatic overwhelm, and you will be like a big tide and waves, is that person is Narottam. So then she was very pacified. So that day when Narottam escaped from the house and went to the Padmavati River, which is a little far walking, and the parents, some or other, came to know that he's not here, so they are searching everywhere. They send the guard here, they could not find. Then at the end, they thought maybe he could go to the river. So he came. They came over there, and when they came, they found little strange. So why strange? Because they know how their child looks like. But they're looking for their child, but something about that child, they're seeing a divine effulgence, bright golden color. Their child was a little darkish color. But he's very attractive, looks like a same, but not same color. So that time they were doubting, but they're approaching with the whole groups. And Narottam Das Thakur, what happened before that, when Narottam Das Thakur went I forgot. When he was 12 years old, actually day before he escaped, Nityananda Prabhu came to him in dream. And he says, it's time now. You escape from here and go to Padmavati River. You will get your wealth. So when he went under, he dived in. When he dived in, as if like archaeologists, you know, they go underwater and they came out with the most precious jewels. He came out with a beautiful effulgence color and overwhelmed with crying, rolling on the ground. He doesn't know how to control himself. First time he's experiencing such a ecstatic divine love that he went completely mad, and he was dancing and chanting for hours and hours until he was caught by his parents. And they came nearby. They said, you are? He said, I'm your son. Oh, you are Narottam, but you look different. And they, it was very interestingly that anybody touch him, they also got infected. But because they were hesitating for him not to go to that path, to stay in family life and run as a king, so they could not, they had a little duality also, side by side. After this, they some or other grab Narottam and bring him back to the house, and Narottam Das Thakur had to come back home. And now the parents went to their room and started crying and laughing. They are saying, we are very happy, but at the same time we are very sad. Because whatever the prediction the astrologer says, it's almost like coming true, and we don't want it. What to do is our son, and he already got this mad ecstasy. I don't know how he got it and what to do. So they planned to get him married right away. But he's not completely grown up yet, so they were like contemplating what to do. Then Narottam Das Thakur, he was praying to Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Then they all appeared and said, very soon you will obtain this. And they, at that time, there was a king, the emperor called for his parents. His father had one brother, Purushottam Datta, who had a son, Santosh Datta, but he was not born at that time, the son, his cousin. But anyway, the both parents, not the mother, the uncle and the father, were called by the emperor to go. At that time, he tricked his mother. And while he tricked his mother, he said, I have to go, because if I go there to Vrindavan, then I'll be peaceful and I'll be happy and I'll not come back. You want me to be happy or no? You want me to suffer here? He said, okay, you can go and just come back. He said, okay. So, you know, mother is very soft-hearted, so nice sometimes. So he tricked her and then he left. While he left, it was the his plan was to go. He heard that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Jagannath Puri. So he planned to go to Jagannath Puri instead of Vrindavan. As he was planning to go to Jagannath Puri, then on the way he met some Vaishnava. They said, they are crying and crying and crying. So what is the matter? He said, Lord Chaitanya just left and we are so sad. We don't know how to go back, where to go back, what to do. In very deep separation, they are crying, and Narottam Das Thakur completely devastated. He was so sad. He was so depressed. But this separation feeling is actually greatest ecstasy. It's not a sad of this world. So then his heart almost broke. So then he changed his direction. Instead of going to Puri, he was going to. But because we don't have time, we may not sing that song. We'll see. But I'll go. I have to finish the couple of, at least two story. That time on the way to Vrindavan, he was so much in deep separation feeling, he did not eat, no shoes, no food, no water, nothing, just walking. Sometimes he's running in separation feeling of Mahaprabhu and then to Radha Krishna. Then he says, at one point under a big tree, he fell down and he went unconscious. That time, an old Brahmana came and told him that Narottam, I know who you are, wake up. So he sprinkled little water in yoke up. He said, I am an astrologer. I know what is your goal. You want to go to Vrindavan? He said, yes, where is Vrindavan? How far is it? He said, wait. You have to listen to me. I am a Brahmana. If you listen to Brahmana, Lord Chaitanya will be happy. So first thing you have to do, drink this milk. He said, no, I don't want milk. I want to go to Vrindavan. He said, but if you don't listen, you will not get Lord Chaitanya. You already failed to go to Puri. He was there, but he left. So then he got a little not scared type of, okay, I must listen to this Brahmana. So then Brahmana gave him the milk, and then he drank some milk. And then as he drinking, it was so tasty. He closed his eye and was thanking this Brahmana. He opened his eye, the Brahmana disappeared. So he didn't know what happened. So then he was crying again and crying. At that time, he was singing 3-4 songs. Goranga bolite habe pulaka sari. That song also he started singing that time. Later on, they put it together, those books. And then when he was singing, and in old age in Mayapur, Prabhupada, Maya Manus Prabhu told me, the temple was under lotus building, not the current temple. It was under lotus building, and there was a two devotees, Pushkar Prabhu knows, Sarvagya and Maya Manus, they used to sing. And one day Prabhupada came and says, oh, you are singing this Narottam song? Very nice. And I just by hearing for, you know, years after years, every day, you learn. So we learned the song, Javago Brajendrapur Havagopina Paye Nupur Nupur Hayeru Nujunu Baji Vogo Hari Balva Yar Madan Mohan Hari Vogo. So Narottam Das Thakur actually composed the song at that time while he was going. Then again he fainted. That time Rupa Sanatan appeared to him. That time Rupa Sanatan also disappeared in Vrindavan. Said, oh, we are here. And he was so happy. First time he's meeting. He said, drink this milk. So they fed him the milk. And he said, then very soon he went to Vrindavan. When he arrived in, I can't believe this. Time is like a, anyway, I'm just going to go to the end of the story, end of the his life. Because this is very interesting. There's so much pastimes of Narottam Das Thakur. It's really very sweet. You will cry if you hear the whole pastimes. But I'm going to narrate this very quickly, where this last, his Nirjan Leela called Leaving This World. One time, Narottam Das Thakur, after conquering so many Smartha Brahmans, Mayavadi, Jnani, Yogi, all this. He traveled a lot after coming back from Vrindavan. Jiva Goswami Pad Sen, you all know. And then he started a big preaching. This is after the Khaturi festival. Then he went to Ekachakra Gram where he met Nityananda Prabhu. There was an old Brahmana came. Old Brahmana came and old Brahmana was showing all the places Nityananda Prabhu did. And then all of a sudden Brahmana disappeared. And Narottam Das Thakur fell down and he was crying. Who are you? You just left. You just gave me the whole darshan. Now I'm missing you. I'm missing Nityananda Prabhu. And he cried and cried and cried. The old Brahmana again appeared. Oh, don't ever leave me. I'm so much in love with Nityananda Prabhu. Please show me more. I want to have his darshan. Then he paid obeisances to the Brahmana. Then he saw Brahmana turn into Balaram. He said, Balaram, oh my, he was so overwhelmed, he started crying and falling down again at his feet. Then he saw Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram became Nityananda Prabhu. Then he cried again, paid obeisances, then he became the old man, old Brahmana again. Then Brahmana says, now I have to go, you go back to the other side, cross the river Padmavati and go to Khaturi festival. After conquering all this, then he came on very sweet pastime that the famous song that Prabhupada sing. I was going to sing, but very beautiful melody, but we don't have time. Gorapahu na bhajinu mainu prema ratana dhana helaye harainu. That's all right. At that time, the news came to him that Srinivasacharya passed away. He was very depressed. Then his most beloved associate in his life, he was sustained, that Ramachandra Kaviraj, he also disappeared. Narottam Das Thakur was devastated. They had such an intimate life. If you know Ramachandra Kaviraj's intimacy with Narottam Das Thakur, because they used to sing the Gopi Git, Biraha Git, the Gadadhar Pandit taught Srinivas Acharya. Gadadhar Prabhu did not live, waited for 1 year. Mahaprabhu told him to teach Srinivas Acharya. And then Srinivas Acharya narrated everything to Ramachandra Kaviraj's disciple and Narottam. And they used to sing and cry, so many. And he exhibited at that time that his eternal form as a Champaka Manjari, who was assistant of Srimati Radharani, and he used to, his service was boiling milk. While he was boiling milk, sometime they have a 3 stages, like internal, external, and in between, internal, external. It's called Bhajya Dasa, Antar Dasa, Antar Bhajya Dasa. So instead of with the paper cloth to take the hot milk down, he used hand and he got a blister. So this is in meditation serving in spiritual world. But he came out and he saw the blister. And then he was like, oh. Then he asked the Loknath Goswami. And Loknath Goswami assured, yes, this is your eternal service, assisting Srimati Radharani in her kitchen and cooking for Krishna. So Narottam Das Thakur exhibited this, his internal and external, both form. And that time also he was preaching, but he was hiding his finger under a cloth. So the disciples, they say, what happened, Guru Maharaj? Why you are hiding always? Then they discover that his loving service to Srimati Radhika so nicely. So after these things, the Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, one of his main disciples, he was literally boldly preaching so much. But when Ramchandra Kaviraj disappeared from this world, Narottam Das Thakur could not hold unto him. 5 to 7 days, Narottam Das Thakur, so much depressed, he did not talk to anybody, just cried. Can you imagine? 5 to 7 days, just crying and crying and crying and crying and crying non-stop. Then he said, I cannot hold my life. Make a fire and I want to leave my body. So they made they make a wood like this. And then Narottam Das Thakur sat down there. And he was sitting down there for 3 days. He was going to leave the world and then he died. At that time, there was a group of brahmanas who really had such inimical. And then they came and they teasing Ganga Narayan Chakravarti and others. See what happened to your guru. He's dying in separation, in crying, because he did illegal initiation to the brahmana. He come from a low class, he's giving high class initiation to high class people. Now he is crying and crying and crying, he's dying out of this. The Ganganaran Chakravarti thinking like, oh, this is so sad. He delivered all these thousands of brahmanas, and these rascals, finally they come to blaspheme Guru Maharaj when he left this world. It was so sad. So Ganganaran Chakravarti was outburst. He could not hold it. He just came and started crying, Gurudev, Narottam Das Thakur Mahasaya. The Thakur Mahasaya title given by Jiva Goswami Pad. Jiva Goswami Pad gave Srinivas Acharya title, Samananda title, even though got from Radharani like that. So then Ganganaran Chakravarti was crying and completely fell at the feet of departed body for 3 days. And then he's crying and crying and crying, Gurudev, you cannot leave, you have to come back, you have to come back. I cannot let this kind of blaspheming, I cannot tolerate, I want you to come back, please, please, I know you are eternally exist. So he was intense crying. All of a sudden they saw, he just got up from the dead body, just moved the wood and just started walking and then started chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna, very sweet song. At that time Narottam Das Thakur, he lived for another few days and he started singing everyday heavy kirtan. That time these brahmanas were shocked. They could not imagine. And he looked at them, then he gave them blessing and they immediately became devotee. All these low class brahmanas, they all became devotee and they surrendered to Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur, in intense separation, he went to room and composed this song. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma. That song he composed for the disciple because their intense love for him brought him back. That time, Narottam Das Thakur, but still he was missing Ramchandra Kaviraj and Srinivas Acharya and others, and he thought his time is over. How? In Khetori he went back after this incident. Then this news went so fast. All these brahmanas, whoever didn't take initiation in entire Bengal, they started running. They never heard the dead body come back like this after 3 days. So they immediately wanted to take it. So they had a big kirtan. And Narottam Das Thakur literally delivered thousands of people in that kirtan. Kirtan was so tumultuous, like whole sky, the demigod, everybody. You know, also I forgot that actually demigod showered flower. All these brahmanas saw the flower coming from the sky when the Narottam Das Thakur came out and started from a dead body and singing. That time, Narottam Das Thakur saw, okay, this is done. Now my time to go. So he didn't tell anybody that he's going to leave. He just told them, oh, I want all of you to take me to the Ganges, please. So then they took him to Ganges. And then he told Ganganan Chakravarti and Ramchandra that, please massage my body. And they were massaging his body. And while he's massaging the body, they were very surprised that all of a sudden his skin, the water that coming out is becoming like a milk. The whole body is like started melting. They were like shocked. But he's still talking. He said, keep on, Abhishek. They're pouring water, but this whole water, actually, the skin, everything is like melting together. It's becoming like a white milk. And they were like surprised. So Ganganan Chakravarti, he was very emotionally so, didn't know what to do. Gurudev wants me to pour water, and all the disciples are pouring water. At the same time, he's like in front of their eyes, like disappearing. I was like, he didn't know what to do. This duality was very shocking. So he immediately collected some part of the milk where they made this samadhi temple called Milk Samadhi, Dud Samadhi. It's still there. You can go and look in his place. And right in front of all of... while he was also doing this, he was... Right before that, he was singing that song. Je Anilo Premadhano. Just before it started, he was so emotional, he was crying and crying and crying. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, so important. Srila Prabhupada is so merciful, actually, to his god-brother, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. Because Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur loved Narottam Das Thakur so much. When he was leaving the world, just before he left, he called Srila Sridhar Maharaj to sing for him. And he was singing Narottam Das Thakur's song. Sirupa Manjari Pada Sei Mora Sampada. So, but some of the god brothers says, no, Sridhar Maharaj didn't have a good voice. Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj should sing. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, no, I want to hear from Sridhar Maharaj. Then as he was singing, just finishing, he departed from this world, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. Srila Prabhupada, I heard this story that he called Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, who wanted to sing but could not sing. So Prabhupada told in his room, he said, I know you wanted to sing our Prabhupada, but now we will offer it to Prabhupada, you sing for me. And Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj was singing in Prabhupada's room, the same song of Narottam Das Thakur. And Prabhupada had tears and then... that. So this is very nice. Narottam Das Thakur is so beautiful. Only problem I had, I don't know how it's become 1 hour so quick.
So, Sri Prabhupada, how old was he when he left this work, Narottam Das Thakur?
There's many description given, doesn't say exact age.
Was he
Because even the, you cannot say the age unless you have the exact date of birth. It's at the middle of the 15th Shakabda. It's not exact date is given.
But did he reach like old age?
Yeah, yeah.
80 or something?
Like... I don't want to guess because I never heard exact. But maybe some information someday I'll find it. Hopefully. Otherwise, Narottam Das Thakur has a very... you know, Srila Gaur Krishna, every acharya actually commented on him. Srila Gaur Krishna Babaji was also used to carry only two things in his with his under what do you call arm, underarm, two books of Narottam Das Thakur. So when that you have that song, I'm going to sing. Is that okay? And then we'll end it. Because this is so sweet song, Prabhupada sings all the time. I feel this song has a so much. Maybe we can read the translation first, and then this song has a so sweet. How do you say? Disgusted? No, what do you call? No, like regrets. When Narottam Das Thakur could not attain Vrindavan. By the way. He struggled so hard to go to Vrindavan, and at the end of his initiation, then Srila Loknath Goswami tested him three ways. One time he told him to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. While he's chanting, then his guru, another Brajabashi comes, he said, can I have some water? So he put the japamala halfway and giving the water. So then Loknath Goswami says, your time is up. Now you leave the Vrindavan. You cannot come to Vrindavan. Vrindavan is not your place. While you're serving to Radha Krishna, what more service is more important? You are serving the holy name is Krishna himself. Then he spoke this. He says the name, possessor of name and the substance of name, they are all one. But you don't give that importance. You thought this person needs water is more important than serving Radha Krishna. It was so devastating. He left. Whole life he didn't go back. Whole life he cried how to go back to Vrindavan. Now you may say, well, this is like a torture. No, it's not torture actually. Loknath Goswami actually preached in that separation feeling of Narottam Das Thakur. He used to sing this, and Prabhupada sing, actually you can, I don't know, I didn't see Prabhupada singing his eyes, but you can feel like Prabhupada is like very emotional. So we read the translation quickly. Can you turn off the light, Prabhu? Oh, together. Oh Lord Gaura, I have never engaged myself in your worship. Thus I have robbed the jewels of divine love by my own negligence. Although being quiet in need of wealth, I have still worked very hard to reject the great opportunity of receiving your riches. Then I submerged myself in the ocean of sinful reaction. Avoiding the association of saintly person, I sported merely in the company of materialistic rascal. For that reason, I have become strung up in the nose of my own misery. Fruitive activities. This line Prabhupada quotes many times in Bengali. Satasanga chari koino. I remember that. He quoted this line so much. Satasanga chari koino.
That's not Prabhupada's translation.
Avoiding the association of saintly person, I sported merely in the company of materialistic rascals. For that reason, I have become stung up in the nose of my own fruitive activities. I perpetually drank the horrible poison of mundane sense gratification. Having never absorbed myself in the divine mellow of the Kirtan glorifying Lord Gaura. Oh, why has my heart not experienced any satisfaction? And why has Narottam Das not simply perished? Very good. Now, that second line, Prabhupada quotes a lot. Bengali. Not the translation. The Bengali. Gaurapahu na bhaji mainu Gaurapahu na bhaji mainu Prema ratana dhana helaye harainu Prema ratana helaye harainu Gaurapahu na bhajinu mainu Gaurapahu na bhajiya mainu Adhane jatana kari dhanate aginu Adhana jatana kari dhanate aginu Apana karama dose apani dubinu Apana karama dose apani dubinu Gaurapahu na bhajiya mainu Gaurapahu na bhajiya mainu Satasanga chari kainu asate bila te karane Lage laje karma bandhafa Satasanga chari kainum Ate bilan Te karane Lage laje karma bandhafa Vishaya Vishama Visha Satata Khayinu Vishaya Vishama Visha Satata Khayinu Gaura Kirtana Rase Maganana Hainu Gaura Kirtana Rase Maganana Hainu Yemana Gaurangir Gune Nakandila Mana Yemana Gaurangir Gune Nakandila manam Manasa durlava janma Gelaya karana Manasa durlava janma Gelaya karana Kenavaya chaye pranam Kishuka paiya Kena vaya chaye pranam Kishuka paiya Narottama dasa kena Nagela mariya Narottama dasa kena Nagela Maria Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ramo, Hare Ramo Ramo Ramo, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Thakur Narottama, 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 Thakur Narottama.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.